Rick is joined this week by U.S. Paralympic hopeful Melissa Stockwell. After a roadside bomb in Baghdad took one of her legs in 2004, lifetime athlete Melissa Stockwell wasn't going to let her disability get in the way of her Olympic dreams. Her goal to compete on the world stage was achieved in Beijing 2008, where she defied expectations on the Paralympic swim team. This summer, she is ready to take on the paratriathlon in Rio. Melissa has teamed up with America's number one Greek yogurt, Chobani, to inspire people to fill their lives with positivity and goodness, something she demonstrates by example from her unwavering optimism in life to the food she puts in her body. Melissa's story is truly inspirational. And leading up to Memorial Day, a great guest for the Tech of Sports.
Give us a preview how you're doing and getting ready for Rio.
I'm doing well. I am headed out tomorrow to go to a race in Spain. That's a kind of a big race on my road to Rio, which will be September of this year. So, you know, I spend my days training. So it's for a triathlon, so I'm going to swimming, biking, and running. You know, kind of juggling that, being a mother to my year and a half old son and a wife, and kind of, you know, just kind of, you know, fit it all in and do everything the best that I can.
Yeah, a lot of moms and dads ask me that with their family life and all the things going on with their kids, how do they find time to do things themselves, train for a 5 or 10K, or get out and play some golf or tennis? How do you go about making time?
That's only there's more time in the day. I think that's the big question. Is how we can do that. But I have, you know, I'm very lucky. I have a really big team. Obviously, my husband, a nanny family that helps with my son, and just being part of, you know, teams like Team Giovanni, you know, who kind of supports me on my journey to Rio and trying to, you know, provide what I need to be the best athlete that I can be, you know, down to the food I put in my body after every workout, just to make sure that I can get up and do it again the next day. So it's a busy life, but it works. I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Giovanni, a very popular growing brand, and you're partnering with them. How did that partnership come about?
So Giovanni has, I'm very honored to be part of Team Giovanni on my road to Rio. And, you know, the values really align with mine. It's all about eliminating bad stuff from your life, you know, focusing on the positive things and taking out the negative, whether that's negative tough situations in life, but really all down to the food that you put in your body. And, I mean, as we go about, as I train for Rio and, you know, being a mom and all these busy days, you can... Every day can be great if you fill yourself with goodness, and that's what I do as part of Team Giovanni.
Yeah, and going through what you are right now, training is nothing compared to what you have gone through to get to this point. And every Paralympic athlete has kind of a story to tell, but yours is even more unique. And just kind of give us a brief description of your story.
Yeah, so I was in the military, so I was over in Iraq as part of the U.S. Army in 2004, and on a routine convoy on April 13th of 2004, my vehicle was struck by a roadside bomb, which resulted in the loss of my left leg above the knee. And then, you know, spent about a year at Walter Reed Army Medical Center with doing rehab, and then, you know, kind of put everything on hold to have this dream of becoming a Paralympian, which happened the first time around in 2008 when I swam in Beijing, China, as part of the U.S. Paralympics, and then hopefully will be there again this year in the sport of triathlon in Rio.
You always aware of maybe your competitors or other athletes, what they've gone through, and are they aware of what you've gone through? Is that part of what the Paralympics is all about?
It is. I mean, kind of like you said, every Paralympian, every Paralympic athlete has their story. You know, some were born with their disability, others acquired it later in life, but whatever it may be, I mean, we've all persevered and been resilient through something that we never thought we would have to, the obstacle that came our way, we got through, and not only got through it, but, you know, persevered through to become successful elite level athletes as well. So, I mean, my competitors, I know all their stories. I think you just kind of, you know each other's stories just because, I mean, you just do. I want to know the person I'm competing against, how did they get there? And then it just inspired you all around.
And the Paralympics are one of the true great events that happens every 4 years, a little under the radar because of the Olympic Games. But the Paralympics and athletes in the Paralympics have made such tremendous strides that a lot of the Paralympic athletes' times and scores and performances are almost that of equal of regular Olympians.
Yeah, I mean, we as Paralympians, I mean, we train just as hard as an Olympic athlete. You know, we sacrifice time away from our family. It's, you know, when I go to bed at night, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do the next day for training. And, I mean, it is very much my life. I mean, that is what I'm doing right now.
And last two questions. We always talk about the physical training and all the effort you put into it. But this is just as much emotional and mental as it is physical, and how do you work on that? How do you prepare mentally and emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, I would say you can be prepared 100% physically, but you do need to be there mentally as well. And I mean, I visualize, you know, deep breathing, do some meditation, just really trying to relax. I mean, that's important. You know, in the hours before the race, is being physically prepared as well. So it's part of the training, though. I mean, I work on it every day, and it's, you know, yeah, mental and physical fitness. You need it all.
And you also are a proponent of giving back and helping others. And talk about your work in the community with other athletes and with other people.
Yeah, so here in Chicago, I co-founded a group called Dare to Try Para Triathlon Club, and we get other athletes with physical disabilities into the sport of triathlon. So we provide youth, adult, injured service members with adaptive equipment, the coaching, the training, basically taking any excuse out of getting into the starting line of a triathlon. And then when they finish it, they, you know, get that medal, they get that confidence, that self-worth, and it really carries over into all aspects of their life. So I wouldn't be here if it weren't for others that believed in me and, you know, pushed me to do things that I never thought I could do. So it's my hope that I can give back to other up-and-coming athletes and youth athletes and just to show them, you know, what they're still capable of doing with a disability.
And triathlon is becoming a very growing sport itself. But there's really a try for every type of person: beginners, intermediates, kids, women.
You got it.
It's really an amazing story, that sport itself.
It is. Yeah, it's grown tremendously since I started in 2009. It's pretty exciting to see where it will go, continue to go.
Yeah, it's great to see people participating. Melissa, it's great to see you. It's great to hear what you have planned, and we wish you the best of luck in Rio, and we'll be following you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.